With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's nothing better than being grateful for having meaning and purpose in your life. Most of us are searching for that all our lives. And maybe it's a good thing having gone through all that I went through, because it was... When I wrote my story, when I wrote my book, and I saw the reviews, and I saw it helped people, it was then that I realized that sharing with others, that telling the story, was a way that I can help others. And it helped me find my purpose. So I'm grateful for the pain that turned into purpose.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. My guest today had some pretty nasty experiences even as a child. She was sexually abused by her stepfather from the age of 3. At the age of 15, she became part of what the Miami media dubbed the case from hell, a case that pitted her parents against her. And the darkness got even thicker when her daughter fell into a coma after someone tried to kill her. A ray of light burst into her dark life when she met her husband on an accidental vacation, and she experienced unconditional love for the first time. Her pain and suffering started to heal, and she realized that love was the answer to everything. Today, Amy Cabo is a transformational speaker, a radio talk host, and award-winning author of her memoir, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, the inside story of a young girl's courage to stand up to her abusers. I think it's such a great honor for us to have her here with us and to share the love and the faith. Welcome, Amy, to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Thank you for being here with us. I really appreciate it. So let us know a little bit more about yourself and maybe some things that I didn't mention.
Well, I find it interesting that you call this podcast the Gratitude Podcast, because to me, gratitude has been my saving grace. Even when things were really horrible, even as a child, it's the way that I was made. I always tended to look at the bright side of things. It didn't matter how things were. I tended to look at the bright side of things. And it became very hard because my problems were very difficult. Not only was I abused in every way possible as a child, but raped as a young adult. And I went through domestic violence, and I heard a 14-year custody battle, and some other things that happened along the way. And although I tended to look at the bright side of things always, sometimes it was quite difficult, because even the situation that I was going through could depress you. So when I found myself alone in the world as an orphan, having a little girl to take care of with no family whatsoever, what I would focus on, even though the father was constantly trying to take her away, was the fact that I was alive, that I had her, that I was there for her. And the fact at least we had God. I never felt alone. I knew that God was always with us, no matter what. Had I trusted him more, I would not have suffered so much. But any time that I've had God in my life, because trust me, I haven't been perfect straight away. But any time that I've had God in my life, I learn to appreciate life for what it is. I see people as precious, so I tend to forget about my shortcomings and focus more on others. And that helps me realize that there's such a beautiful thing in life called love. And not only that, but to be grateful for God's unconditional love, because he's the one that instills everything that is beautiful within us.
Amazing. Amazing. I like to talk about my own findings in the interviews that I made, and also in the research that I made throughout my life. And I always love to think as about God, regardless of religion. And when I think about God, and I go through different religions, and I search for those things that are true in each and every religion, I found out that love and gratitude were the ones that were common when it came to the idea of God in different kinds of religions. I say idea of God because God has different names in different religions. And I think it's, so I what I wanted to say basically is that I share your perspective, and I really believe that love and gratitude are those kinds of truths that go beyond religions. And I think they are, for me at least, they are fundamental.
Well, it doesn't matter the religion, because God is not really a religion. He's a relationship. I mean, I like things about the Buddhist religion. I like things about, I take a little bit from everywhere, because there's truth in everything. God provides it, because we're all really talking about the same thing. And what's the reality? I'm also grateful for all the problems that I went through, for everything that I endured, because if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't that my daughter wasn't supposed to survive, I would not have experienced miracles. I would not realize how wonderful God is. And I was prepared to accept the outcome, because now in my life, I'm most grateful for who I am. There was a time I hated myself. I loathed myself. I couldn't stand any existence. But that was the deceit of the enemy. Pickpocket, you don't even know he's stealing your soul. And it's God that clears your eyes, that brings the way, that helps you realize. And I'm grateful that I'm the person that I am, in the sense that I see things in a positive light, in a better light. And you see the contrast from when I was depressed and I couldn't stand any living, to just intrigued to how about how God made me to learn to love myself, to learn to forgive myself. It was then that I was able to forgive others and be at peace with the world. And I can tell you now, I don't fear. I trust God. Because where there's despair, he gives you hope. When you're weak, he makes you strong. And when you're not enough, he provides. When there isn't enough, or when you're lost, he makes a way, or he opens a different door. If you only put your faith in him, if you trust him, my life has changed in a sense that nothing scares me, and life could be so scary. Mm-hmm. And I'm at peace. And my inspiration in life, even though I'm successful in business, is not to have big dreams. It's to do what's right, God, and to try to have a good relationship with Him, because I know that the closer I get to God, the better I am to others, the better I am to myself.
That's so true. That's so true. And I love how you describe the relationship to God and the fact that, like you said, there is a relationship, and if we are open to it, even if we call God in different names, the universe or the creator or just some higher power that's always here with us and we are part of at the same time, it's really giving us a feeling of gratitude, basically, that we're not alone and that there's always a way, and we are part of something much bigger. And it really has a lot to do with gratitude. Like, whenever we feel grateful, for other people, but we feel grateful to God usually for the gifts that we've been given, isn't it?
Without God in my life, I needed God at all the times in my life. And sometimes the enemy could be quite deceitful. And it can be one action after the other. And you believe in happinesses that are not real. And sometimes you have to hit rock bottom and really need God to realize what true happiness is. And it's not something that's short. It comes over time, and it doesn't depend on those around you or others. It has to come within yourself. And for someone like me that has been through what I went through and all the experiences that I went through, it was very difficult to be happy with myself. And God provided the most wonderful husband in the world, the most wonderful children, friends, and pets. And I had it all. But at one point, I felt lonely. I needed God. It was God who let me realize what life is really all about. And to me, it's about being there for each other. Because I can tell you, there's not all days are perfect. There'll be a day that I'm not feeling well, but I'll go to work and I'll run my colleagues, and that smile and that hug, it makes it all melt away. And so I'm grateful for the people in my life. And so if God made it so that we can be there for each other, isn't that what love is all about?
Yeah. And it's one of the reasons, one of the most important reasons why we are grateful. The fact that when we are weak, we have other people to count on and that are there for us. And when we feel that there is no way out, we have people that are helping us and showing us that there actually is a way out. And I think that's one of the things that we can all be very grateful for.
I like to challenge people and say, when they think there's nothing to be grateful about, I like to challenge them and say, think of one possible thing you could be grateful for. Like, for example, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's not raining today. I did not even notice that before, when I was depressed. And if you really talk to people, and it's hard, I know, because I've been there, and just get them to focus, if they don't have anything in their life, I've been there too, just to try to get to focus on the things that they're grateful for, even if it's just the fact that they're doing their daily activities, because that could be a big thing for someone who's depressed, or the fact that they were able to speak about something, or that somebody was able to listen to them. And if sometimes it's difficult for someone that's hurting to see these things, and sometimes a friend could help point them out or help be that instrumental to that person feeling grateful.
I love that perspective. And of course, we always have something to be grateful for, even if it seems that we don't. And I think your story of resiliency is proof of that. In spite of many things that you've been through, you are still able to create a beautiful life for yourself. And I think this is your life, basically, is a message of hope, isn't it?
Yes, because even when I did not believe I was worthy of God loving me with what he's given me in my life, and mostly I'm talking about my family and friends and pets. Don't forget them. It's proof, even more than the miracles, it's proof how much God loves me. And I thought, if God could love someone like me, then of course I can love me. Why not? So I think that's what me, because there was a time that if I was very, very depressed, I could not find anything to be grateful about. Oh, your kids, they're better off without me. Oh, there was just nothing. But when somebody came to the realization that God, and he's much bigger, and thank God he's a good God and not an evil God, that we leave for the devil. And you know what? I appreciate being on the winning team. Thank you very much. I'll never go back.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's really important to have this kind of attitude, and it really makes a difference, because I'm guessing that being in your situation, you could have told yourself a story in which you were the victim and only that, and there was nothing you can do about it, and nothing you can do to change your life, to make your life into the beautiful life that you're living today. And I think that without gratitude, it's really hard to go from a state of victimhood to a state of appreciation and abundance, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I never believed in the victim role. I never wanted people to feel sorry for me. If I was prideful in something, it was my strength and my resilience. But I was just surviving. I was just surviving. And it wasn't until I started praying every day and I became grateful and close to God, I did something more, because what being grateful does is it helps you to appreciate all the blessings in your life so much so that you want to share, you want to help others, you want to pay it forward. You think you've been so blessed, that's the least you can do is try to help others. So it moves you in the right direction. It helps you bring that bond of love that exists that sometimes we lose sight of.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful part about this is actually when you want to share, when you want to serve people, you get to be even more grateful, even happier when you do that, because you get to help other people, you get to have an impact. And when you have meaning, you're even happier and you're even more able to love and to appreciate, isn't it?
There's nothing better than being grateful for having meaning and purpose in your life. Most of us are searching for that all our lives. And maybe it's a good thing having gone through all that I went through, because it was when I wrote my story, when I wrote my book, and I saw the reviews, and I saw it helped people, it was then that I realized that sharing with others, that telling the story was a way that I can help others. And it helped me find my purpose. So I'm grateful for the pain that turned into purpose.
Wow. This is beautiful. And I think it's a great message for our listeners that may be in pain right now and may be going through different challenges in life, that this pain can actually turn into purpose. Have you done something in particular that has helped you turn that pain into purpose?
Well, I enjoy helping others. I enjoy believing that I didn't go through all that for nothing, but that it can be instrumental in helping others, that it can be a vessel for me to be more understanding and of so many things. I mean, somebody might say, but you didn't go through that. And I can say, but I understand. And I'm able to understand because I went through so many different things. And now I even understand physical pain. So I'm all set.
That's true. That's true. We can understand people much better when they went through different kinds of experiences.
At least let it be for something, right? God has a great way of turning a tragedy into a blessing. Sometimes it's a blessing in disguise. We just don't realize it until God's good time.
That's so true. And I believe that this perspective can be so empowering because we all go through different kinds of challenges in life. Some are small, some are bigger, and probably for some, what we're going through isn't that big, but for us, it can be something really big. And I think this is so empowering to think that this can lead to a blessing, this can lead to purpose, and that it's not in vain. The fact that we're going through this isn't something that is just for the sake of our suffering, but it's actually serving a higher purpose.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sometimes it may sound crazy, but sometimes we suffer for others. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because Jesus suffered for us. We're not better than him. So, so yes. It's amazing and it's great that God puts the people in our lives that we need when we're hurting, when we're upset, when we feel like giving up. And if you don't have that person in your life, you'll run into that person or that pet or something. Something will happen because God loves us. He's always by our side. We just have to leave our hearts open to him. And well, I have to pray every day. That helps. If you don't pray, I believe if at any moment I can leave myself open to pickpocket. So I pray every day. And that's my greatest advice for young people. There's never a time that I don't feel better after prayer. So even if things are worst, prayer is free. Prayer, you don't have to go get it. Prayer doesn't have to be given to you. It's there, accessible at all times. And God is always listening.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And do you have in your prayers, do you have a prayer of gratitude?
I don't know many prayers. Just the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and about 50 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers, but the act of contrition, stuff that you learn growing up Catholic, but I do look for prayers, and I have an app called and has a daily prayer. And it's very nice. I like to start my mornings in prayer. It helps me throughout the day.
Mm. It's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful way of starting the morning with God and with thinking about the fact that we are part of something bigger. But I'm also wondering if you have any kind of practice that has to do with gratitude. Like, do you do something constantly to keep yourself grateful?
All day long. If I make the bed, God, thank you that I made the bed so nicely. If I sweep the house, God, thank you that I'm not in pain right now. I can sweep. God, thank you that I'm not constipated. Anything, I mean, or that everything. Oh, God, when I drink something and I'm thirsty, oh, God, thank you for this drink. Mm. And, you know, I'm driving. God, thank you for, you know, just the fact that we live in this country, that the roads are not broken. God, thank you for these people in my life. If I talk to somebody and I'm able to make a difference, God, thank you that you're present. Just constantly being grateful for any little thing, from big things to little things. I like to do it as a practice. It helps me to be mindful. It helps me to appreciate life.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. That's the best way to do it. Like, when you get to integrate it this beautifully in your life, that's when you live with a grateful heart and you see life from that point of view and from that perspective. And I think that's wonderful. And in this regard, do you have some people that have made a big difference in your life that you would like to mention?
Yes. Somebody that has made a huge difference in my life is my husband. He came into my life. I was going through 7 years of custody battle, and he did the other 7 with me. But the best thing about it is that I wasn't always easy, and he never got angry at me. And he never tried to intervene. He never pressured me. He let me grow. He let me see things for myself. Well, he knows the kind of personality I am. I had to. But he was patient, and he never gave up on me and loved me unconditionally. And in this world, sometimes, I mean, I was a single mother for 8 years. It wasn't easy for me to find a man. So it's hard to find. And then there's my best friend, Jennifer. Since I've known since I was 19. And, well, she was the reason I was sane at the time that I was alone and didn't have my husband. Of course, I wouldn't bombard her with my problems, but she sure knew how to make life fun. And we're still friends till this day. I'm 45 now. So, and then there's my kids. They're amazing. They're a reason to do the right thing, to keep going, to be strong, to set a good example. And even just the fact of watching them grow, it's such an amazing experience. My friends, they're wonderful too. Even the people at the gasoline station when I have lunch, I love them. They're so cute. They're always so happy and have a smile on their face, and they seem happy to see me, happy to see them. And then there's my little doggies. Oh, Lord, I don't know how I ever disturbed them. They're just too amazing. They truly never get mad at me. And they forgive me no matter what, immediately. Actually, my husband's a lot like them. You don't get that from a cat, but it's okay. That's why the only one that God spelled backwards.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. I love how I could really feel the love that you have for your husband and for the people in your life. I think it's really beautiful to mix that love and appreciation. And
but wait, did I mention the people whom I work with? I don't know how I ever was so blessed. I love that we go to work, everyone gets along, it's peaceful. It's a peaceful environment, but the most awesome people, all age groups. My age groups to millennials. I actually have 3 millennials, and they're awesome. I think millennials get a bad rap because my millennials are awesome. And I love it. It makes it easier. Even on days when I don't want to go to work, I'm excited about seeing them. So I'm very grateful for them as well.
Amazing. Seems like you are very rich and you have many amazing people in your life, and that's amazing. And I'm really happy that you chose to share this with us. And
I feel very blessed. The big turnaround from when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's a beautiful example for all of us to keep our faith and to keep loving and appreciating life, because great things might be right around the corner, isn't it?
You never know. It's just a matter of time and faith.
Yeah, that's true. So we are nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, where can our audience get in touch with you? Where can our audience find you?
Sure. GodIsTheCure.com is a website, and it has all the information from my radio show to the book, the memoir that I wrote, the only book that I ever wrote, the only book that I probably ever will write, because I'm not really an author. Writing's not my thing, and I have to force myself to read. I was just following through. I was told to write this book while in prayer, so. But I do also have a radio show, and they can view previous shows as a podcast. There's links to everything and a great amount of information, which might be helpful.
Beautiful. So thank you very much for being here with us. Let us know if you have a final message, something for our audience to think about for the listeners.
Sure. I'd like to let your listeners know that you are loved, that there's something bigger than suffering, than any suffering in this world. Trust me, I'm suffering, even though I know others have suffered more than me. Look around the world. People are turning to God. There's something bigger. And not only that, God loves you. He loves us. And as long as you're alive, there's hope.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, and God bless.
God bless. Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day, or maybe even their life, much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.